This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the opposition DLP slams government for neglect as nurses' security talks continue. The police service launches a major recruitment appeal to fill more than 250 spaces. The Caribbean Tourism Organization reports strong growth in the first half of this year, while a tourism expert urges the industry players to reimagine the sector, and the U.S. Supreme Court temporarily blocks Federal Reserve Governor Cook's firing. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Democratic Labour Party has sharply condemned the Mia Mottley administration for its persistent failure to protect nurses and healthcare workers who continue to face threats, violence, and disrespect on the job. In a statement, the party's spokesperson for health and wellness, Senator Andre Worrell, says the party is throwing its support behind the island's nurses, calling the government's response to rising violence in health institutions unconscionable and an indictment of its priorities.
The Democratic Labour Party stands in full solidarity with the nurses. It is unconscionable that, despite mounting attacks, neither of the two ministers of health, Dr. the Most Honourable Jerome Walcott, nor Junior Minister Davison Ishmael, have publicly condemned the violence or assured the country of urgent corrective action. Their silence is an indictment of this government's neglect of those who care for us in our most vulnerable moments.
He also criticized the ministry's response, describing it as tepid and bureaucratic.
In a tepid statement issued on Sunday, Acting Permanent Secretary Wayne Webster warned of possible disruption in services due to a planned BNA meeting, while offering vague platitudes about enhanced security. Instead of showing decisive leadership or expressing solidarity with the affected nurses, the ministry chose to hide behind bureaucratic language and downplay the seriousness of repeated violent incidents, including the stabbing of a nurse at the psychiatric hospital and attacks at Randall Phillips and Glebe Polyclinics.
DLP spokesperson for health and wellness, Senator Andre Worrell. The Barbados Police Service has launched a major recruitment appeal as it seeks to fill more than 250 vacancies. Officer in charge of training and recruitment, Station Sergeant Colin Allenby, notes that in recent times it has been more difficult to attract suitable males in particular. He was speaking during a media briefing at the Hastings Worthing Police Station.
Yes, that is one of our big major problems, getting persons to come into service, especially males. So for some reason, I find there have been a drop-off in males. But the service offers a lot of opportunities. Like I said, we are moving to a digital area. It is because of the crime is evolving. We're looking at persons with cyber crime, cyber security. You have the new financial unit, where we're not only now attacking crime from the front, we also attacking crime from the back, where obviously crime profits. So we try to attack that, so we disperse with those sort of fields.
Meantime, Police Communications and Public Affairs Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite disclosed that the service's ranks have been boosted with the hiring of 28 additional special constables.
Ongoing is an orientation course for 28 special constables. Presently, there are 26 present, two are on leave. This is a follow-up on, it's basically to prepare them now for that world of work. So having completed 8 weeks at the Regional Police Training Center, this orientation course goes for 10 days, today being the last day. And after today, they will be hitting the streets, all boots on the ground and running.
Police Communications and Public Affairs Officer, Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. The Caribbean Tourism Organization, CTO, is reporting a solid performance in the first half of this year, with international arrivals and air capacity on the rise. Referencing the latest UN data, CTO Chairman Ian Gooding-Edgell said international arrivals grew by 5%, which is reflected in several Caribbean countries. He was speaking at the CTO's State of Tourism Industry Conference at the Hilton Barbados Resort yesterday.
Here in the Caribbean, the story is similarly strong. with several destinations in the Caribbean recording double-digit growth. According to the analysis of scheduled data by Aviation Week and Routes Online, air capacity into the Caribbean has seen a net increase in 2025 through shifts in strategic actions being taken. The overall seat capacity from the U.S. to the Caribbean has increased by approximately 5% compared to 2024, driven by a notable expansion of services to secondary hubs and direct flights to emerging destinations. Airlines have strategically added capacity to key gateways.
He also said that the cruise sector is on track to record an increase in arrivals this year.
The number of scheduled cruise calls across the Caribbean is projected to increase by 7% this year. The robust performance of the cruise sector is being driven through home porting operations, which continue to see high volumes at hubs like Port Canaveral in Miami and those in the Caribbean, boosting pre- and post-cruise passenger stays. There have been new port improvements and investments, new upgrades and facilities in destinations across the Caribbean to accommodate the industry's largest vessels and more frequent calls, directly contributing to their positive performance metrics. As new cruise ships roll off the dockyards, the region is poised to see increased growth in the number of passengers calling at our respective ports.
Chairman of the Caribbean Tourism Organization, Ian Gooding-Edgell. Meanwhile, a global tourism expert urges Barbados and the rest of the Caribbean to reimagine the industry in an age of AI and climate change. Dr. Oleana Poon framed the current global economy as a wave of intelligence driven by data and fundamentally altering the established order. She described this as a paradigm shift where the customer now has the power to determine a hotel brand's success.
So what is driving this paradigm shift? And this is critical. So when we see changes happening, we can order them in certain categories. The customers are driving change. The technology is facilitating the change. The environment is providing the limits to growth because it's not no longer the more the merrier. Locals are much more in the know and they are demanding. We are more demanding. And countries have become much more caring about how we build tourism. So very critically, the balance of power is shifting. In the past, we would build hotels and they would come. The customers now are calling the shots and they vote with their pocketbooks and with their feet. They don't like you, they walk away, and they also give you a very bad review.
She stressed that while technology and other factors are important, they're only valuable tools for achieving the ultimate goal, serving the customer.
So the customers are king. The almighty customers, as we call them, are the single most important influence on a company's success. And yes, we think technology, but if technology is not used to get close to your customer, forget it. It's really about knowing, understanding, predicting, and anticipating who our customers are, what they want, and how can we exceed their expectations.
Managing Director and Chief Strategist at Leve Global, Dr. Oleana Poon. The United States Supreme Court announced it will hear arguments regarding President Donald Trump's unprecedented effort to remove Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook from her post. The court's decision effectively means that Cook will remain in her position for now, preserving the status quo as the legal battle over the central bank's independence continues. The high-stakes case is seen as an extraordinary challenge to the Federal Reserve's independence. The White House, under President Trump, has been trying to remove Cook, an appointee of Democratic former President Joe Biden, making it the first ever attempt by a U.S. president to fire a federal official. The Supreme Court declined an immediate request by the Department of Justice to put on hold a lower court judge's order. The justices stated that they will hear the full case in January 2026. Recapping the headlines, the opposition DLP slams government for neglect as nurses' security talks continue. The police service launches a major recruitment appeal to fill more than 250 vacancies. The Caribbean Tourism Organization reports strong growth in the first half of this year, while a tourism expert urges the industry players to reimagine the sector. And the U.S. Supreme Court temporarily blocks Federal Reserve Governor Cook's firing. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.